got the gospel transmitting all day.
precious name.
Jesus.
How I love the name. I love the name of
Jesus.
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 When I think of his goodness and all he's done for me. Awesome.
bless the Lord. Come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.
Found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face some.
It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit NEA.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
K-A-Y.
100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But God is great, and He's so greatly to be praised. I thank you for tuning in. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your name. God, we thank you for this time that we are assembled together, God, to study your word. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, as we continue to decrease, oh God, we ask that you will increase within us, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen us, God, in your word. Continue to strengthen us on our walk. Continue to strengthen us in our faith. And these and other things that we ask in your darling Son Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn it to Isaiah, the 61st chapter and the first verse. That's the book of Isaiah 61 and 1. And I will be reading from the NIV version. And it says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness from the prisoners. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And the topic on today is your time for release. Your time for release. Isaiah 61 and 1 is a prophetic declaration of a Messiah or a chosen servant anointed by God's Spirit to bring salvation. It outlines a fourfold mission. Number one, bringing good news to the oppressed. Second, healing the brokenhearted. Third, proclaiming liberty to captives. And the fourth, releasing prisoners from spiritual and physical darkness. So we're going to break this verse down. See, number one, it is the anointing. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me," which signifies divine empowerment. People, you cannot do nothing without the anointing of God. You cannot sing, you cannot pray, you cannot preach, you cannot speak. You cannot do nothing without the anointing of God. Whatever God uses you, as a vessel, he has to anoint you before he sends you out. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me," which signifies divine empowerment. You see, in the ancient times, prophets and priests and kings were anointed with oil. Here, it refers to being fully equipped by the Holy Spirit. You cannot do nothing without the Holy Spirit, not only up on you, but also within you. Acts 1 and 8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes." Therefore, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, seek it. It is a gift, and the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will not push himself up on you. It is a free gift that is given to you. Most other people do not want the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is in complete control of your life. Come on here, somebody. It will change you from the inside out. Come on here, somebody. The Holy Spirit is a keeper. If you want to be kept. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Spirit because it changed my life. Oh, God. It gives me a better insight on life and on the word of God and with God. Oh, my God. The second one is the afflicted and brokenhearted. This refers to those who are crushed by the weight of sin, by the weight of grief, or difficult circumstances, whom God promises to heal and comfort. In Psalms 34 and 18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." People of God, we are in this world. Yes, we are. But we don't do the things of the world. But it's easy for the weight of the world to be placed on our shoulders. It's easy for you to be in sin. Come on here, somebody. It's easy for grief to overtake you when you're going through a period of losing a loved one, even losing a job, even going through a divorce. Affliction and brokenheartedness are part of life. But I thank God we have a God that could save us, that is close to us when we are going through, that is close to us and guiding us through, that we know that if we can place our faith in him, come on somebody, that he will bring us through. Oh my God, I thank you. Sin, I want to talk about the weight of sin. Sin weighs you down deeper and deeper into the pit of despair. It is made to keep you down and never to bring you up. Sin comes between our relationship with God. Sin stinks in God's nostrils. Come on here, somebody. But he is here to release the weight of sin from you, because he promised to heal you. He promised to comfort you. He promised to be there with you every step of the way. He is close to the brokenhearted. And he saves those of a crushed spirit. I'm not too haughty to say I need help. God, I need you. I can't even go through this anymore. I don't know what's going on in my life. God, I'm tired of carrying this burden. God, I need you. That's where God wants us to be, totally dependent on him. Come on here, somebody. And the next one is the liberty and release. So the language of releasing prisoners and captives points to freedom from the bondage of sin, spiritual darkness, and oppression. It echoes the Old Testament concept of the year of Jubilee, a time of universal release, a time of debt cancellation and restoration. In Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. People of God, stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery or a yoke of bondage. God is here to set the captive free. If you want to be free, he's here to do just that. It's up to you. And all of this verse is Isaiah 61 and 1 is the fulfillment of Jesus Christ. Because in the New Testament, Luke 4, 16 through 21, Jesus publicly read this passage in the synagogue at Nazareth and declared that it was fulfilled in him. And so by doing so, he publicly announced his identity as the long-awaited Messiah, defining his earthly ministry as one of the spiritual liberation and healing. He's here to set you free on today. He's here to loose you from the bondage of sin, from to release you from the bondage of grief. Yes, it's so much going on in this world that you can't help but to feel sorry. But we want to counteract that with prayer. We want to pray for those who can't get out. We want to pray for those who don't know Jesus. We want to pray for them to come and give Jesus and give their lives to Jesus Christ. So there may be things that have you bound. It might be a sickness, and addiction and unexpected debt that won't go away, whatever it is, you've tried to get free, but nothing has helped. But God is about to step in and do what you can't do on your own. Come on here, somebody. It's not too much for him. It's not too big for him. Today, God is saying to you what he said through the prophet Isaiah, that I'm announcing freedom for the captives. I'm announcing the good news of victory. I'm announcing that your time for release from darkness has come. The sickness is not permanent. That sickness is not unto death. What you going through is only temporary to test your faith. How you know the old stand up? Oh, mama, the old bullshit. You are loose from it in the mighty name of Jesus. Depression is not how your story ends. Ooh, sickness is not how your story ends. You are loose from it in the matchless name of Jesus. You are loose from the addiction. You are loose from low self-esteem. You are loose from the family turmoil and the drama. You are loose from your past in the matchless name of Jesus. This is a new day for you. This is a new day for you. And God is doing a new thing. Yes, he is. This is your time for release. People of God, you're going to feel a supernatural strength. Lift your hands. You're going to feel a supernatural strength, power that enables you to break bondages, favor that removes restrictions and catapults you ahead. I was telling the woman of God on yesterday, I feel like that I am in the year of 2027 right now, because I've been signing my checks and I've been signing things, and I was putting 2027. Huh, you know, many of you may not understand that I'm here in 2026, but my spirit is in 2027. It may sound like something that is odd to you, but most of us know what God has for us, and we're going for it right now. We're speaking it into existence. People of God, you will rise higher. You will accomplish your dreams. Your visions shall come to pass. This is your time of release. I want you to get this in your spirit, to rise up, shake yourself, get yourself together, and tell yourself, I'm not going back. God has delivered me from that situation. God has delivered me from that addiction. God has delivered me from that healing, because he said by his stripes, I was already healed. So I'm giving him praise. This is my time of release. And I will reach the fullness of my destiny. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. My faith, my strength, and my hope is in God. It's not in this timetable. I am in the timetable of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is on his timing. And the time is now. This is my time for release. I want you to tell yourself right now, say, self, this is my time for release. And I'm walking in my destiny. Let us pray. Father, thank you that the power of your declared blessing and favor over our lives override anything that has us bound and has us in prison. Father, we thank you that we can receive your favor, we can receive your freedom, and we can receive your victory. Father God, we believe that your supernatural power is breaking the shot that's breaking the bondages right now. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in. And if you need to contact me, my number is 318 206